Blog Talk Radio.
It is such an honor to be standing here today with so many different people from walks of life, different backgrounds, different ages, who come from different countries. There's one thing I've seen worship do over the many years I've been leading worship, whether it is in Asia, whether where this song has come from in Africa. I've got a big piece of harvest in Africa. You see worship come like an arrow and divides to go past all those denominational barriers, all those age barriers, musical preference, that barrier. And when it starts to exalt the name of Jesus, and you know, worship gives us handles. It gives us a way to grab hold of the word of God so we can find ourselves soaring above any circumstance. So when that scripture comes alive in us and we declare who our God is, there is nothing like the worship of God to help us establish again who Christ is in us. That's this song. He is a way maker. He is my miracle worker. This song is personal. Come on, it's personal for you today. He's a light in the darkness. That is who he is. Your situation may be up and your situation may be down, but the personhood of Christ remains the same. The finished work of Christ remains the same. So let's sing this song, knowing who our God is. Amen? Amen. Let's sing it out with everything we have today in Jesus' name. And Jesus was magnificent.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. Greetings to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, the love of my life, my everything, to Apostle Deborah and Ed Dean, and to all the saints under the sound of my voice today. I said welcome again. I am so excited to be with you this morning. My name is Minister Roan on this prayer line. And I want to open the floor up just to see if Apostle have anything she wants to say before I get started.
No, God bless you all. Thank and praise God for just another day that the Lord has kept us. I'm excited about praying as I always am. I don't have anything. I'm just thankful for another year of life. I still got all the praise and glory on this day. You can just take it over.
Praise God. Praise God. And we're excited to have you, Apostle, with us yet another year, doing what you do, tearing down the enemy's kingdom and building up God's kingdom. But we're excited for you, with you as well. I want to start off this morning a little different. I want to open the floor up for prayer requests. And the reason being is because some people that are on the line with us are actually at work, and they may not be able to stay on the entire time. So I want to open it up with any prayer requests this morning so we will at least know how to intercede on your behalf.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Prophetess Sattler. Good morning. I would like a special prayer for myself and my family, for my husband. Special prayer for me around employment. I'm in between jobs, just trying to find the right fit. So I'm praying for direction for employment from God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Prophet Sally.
This is Apostle.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want prayer for my sister Rose. She had surgery on yesterday to her spine or something. And just for a special prayer for God to heal her speedily. And that she'll do well in recovery.
Amen. Amen.
Morning.
Does anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Maria. Just requesting prayer. Just for strength and endurance, just to, you know, make it from day to day, just dealing with day to day things, just, you know, finances, the kids, you know, marriage and, you know, work, just trying to, you know, navigate. So prayer for, you know, the ability to navigate things in the way that God would have me to. Prayer for my family, for my children, for my husband, and for my mother. That's about it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mari. Is there anyone else? This is Prophetess Rome. I am requesting prayer that I will continue to press to the higher mark that God has for me, and that I will continue to be even more sensitive to my discernment as I'm pressing forward, that I will stay on course. And for my family as well.
Amen.
Is there anyone else? So you all already know this is my fourth week, so you already know when I get prayer requests, I don't see requests, even as for myself. I see it already done. I Amen. See that God has already fulfilled every request that has been laid before him on today. For Prophetess Sattler, her family, for her, for direction with employment, that God will open the door of opportunity. I declare and I decree that it's so. I believe it's already done. For Apostle Dean, I believe speedy recovery. For Sister Rose, God has brought her through surgery, so I know that he's already on the scene. And Sister Mari, I'm believing, I know that the strength is already there for you. Guidance, that God is a provider for you and your family, your husband, your mother, everyone. I believe it's already done. At this time, if there are no more prayer requests, I am going to read a scripture, and it will be coming from out of the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 25. It says, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Yes.
At this time, I'm going to ask, I know for the last 4 weeks that we have laid some requests before God, from Sister Nelson to Prophetess Brown, Apostle Mimi, Sister Mimi, and I'm sorry, Minister Mimi and Prophetess Sadler today. Do we have any praise reports, testimonies that we want to share this morning?
I would like to give a praise report. Oh, go ahead.
No, go on. I'm good.
I just
want to
say,
can you identify yourself if you don't mind?
Oh, this is Maria. This Maria Nelson.
Oh, Sister Maria, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say that from that first time when, you know, I was asking for prayer about being stuck, and, you know, you were directing us about, you know, the Lord said to, you know, the senses, you know, we got to feel and we have to see ourselves in these situations. And I just want to say that's helped my perspective, which I think perspective, you know, is really the key to navigating anything in the right, you know, frame of mind and heart. So I thank God that, you know, you provided that, you know, that God gave you that, because it has really helped me to see my situation differently, and it's given me like the courage and the strength and the you know, energy and you know, motivation to, you know, go about things, you know, in a better way and to not feel so stuck or feel so down about it. So I appreciate that, and I feel like that's a praise report, because that's, you know, God is really helping me in that area.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mari. Praise God.
I just want to say, a lot of times, you know, we don't know, we don't think it's a praise report. If something has that take place, but I feel like when God woke me up this morning, when God gave me another year of life, when God just woke me up and started me on my way, it's a praise report for me. Because, you know, somebody went to bed last night and didn't wake up this morning. I always have a praise report of something on my lips for the Lord. I don't care what it is.
Yes.
God has been so good to us. I mean, it may not be something big, but everything that happens to me is big. Everything that happens to me that is good, God did it like that. And
thank
so,
you.
You know, a lot of times, it doesn't be something big. I thank and praise God on today. It has been almost a year since my husband been able to sleep in a bed. He's been sleeping in a recliner for almost a year, and this day he is sleeping in a bed. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for the prayers of the righteous of elders. And I thank and praise God that he said, I want to sleep in my own bed. Hallelujah. When you get back, I don't want to get back in that chair
anymore.
So I thank and praise
Glory
the Lord. And, you know, it may not be, hallelujah, a big thing, but I'm telling you, who can sleep in a recliner for a year every night?
It had to be by the goodness and grace of the Lord. So I'm just telling you, it's so many things
that
God is doing, and we don't even think it's a blessing. We don't know how good God is. Hallelujah. Just because something so big didn't happen, that's big to me. Waking me up this morning. Started me on
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I always have a testimony on my tongue for the Lord, because God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes, yes. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for sharing your testimonies, your praise reports this morning. It's much needed, and I wouldn't dare let this moment go away without opening my mouth as well. I'm going to try to summarize this as much as I can. God is just good, saint. He's just so good. And a lot of times, situations and circumstances that go on in our life leads us to believe that it's a difficult process, and it's not. It really isn't. God's word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And if we can learn to just change our thoughts, control our thoughts, and paint a picture, a mental picture of us being victorious in every circumstance and situation, and focus on that picture of victory, I promise you, it will manifest. You walk in that faith that God is a God that can do above all but fail.
Mm-hmm.
And truly believe that there is nothing that happens in your life that you would not come out victorious. Even on your job, Prophet and Sadler, see yourself in that job doing what it is that you desire to do. See yourself doing that and start thanking God for it. If you can see yourself there, then you can have it. You will be there. It will manifest for you. But the problem comes in sometimes when we're heavy weighted and we're more focused on the circumstances, the situations, the storms. It takes our mind off of where it should be. God said that weapons are going to form, but he said they're not going to prosper. So we do not have to focus on our situation. And I know I'm saying it like it's easy, but I promise you, because I go through just as much as the next person. But I have to take control of my thoughts. I have to slow down, meditate, and make sure that I am focusing on that picture of victory in whatever I'm dealing with, whether it's pertaining to myself, my children, my neighbors, whatever it may be. I know God is able, and he desires to do just what he said that he will do. He wants you to know him as a healer. He wants you to know him as a way maker. So he allows some things to arise in our life so we can call on him and walk in faith so he can bring us through.
Amen.
So I say that to you all today because for the last 3 weeks, I have been sharing information, receiving information from you all, victory reports, encouragement, and the list goes on. But the time does come where we have to apply the things that we're preaching and teaching about. And that came to me last Friday morning. That whole week, I had been running things up and down the road, two-hour trips, getting my daughter straight in college, bringing her back home, and going back and forth, working 13-hour shifts to kind of make up for hours that I had to take off. I mean, just a busy week that we are all familiar with.
And so I was getting very little sleep. And let me tell you, when I work, when I'm working, I have to cut my cell phone off because we don't supposed to have noise in the background when we're at work. So Friday, and so exhausted, I laid down after getting off after midnight, and I always forget to turn my ringer back on. And Friday morning, saying 3-something in the morning, to this day, I still don't know how I knew my phone was ringing. Only thing I can remember is jumping up out of my sleep and being on my phone. And the only thing I can remember hearing was my son's girlfriend crying and screaming. And in the background, oh, my God, I still cannot get that out of my head. I can hear my son. I have never heard my son scream the way that I could hear him screaming in the background. And she said enough to let me know that they were on the boardwalk. As she said, they're tasing him, they're tasing him. And since the phone dropped. So I'm still sitting there. And this is my baby boy, Johnny. This was Thursday night. It happened Thursday night, Friday morning, you know, around that time frame. And the call came at 3-something. Friday was Johnny's birthday, the 26th of August was his birthday. So I set up safe, and I got so weak. I could feel myself about to pass out because that's the worst call a mother would ever want to get. And so I was crying and trying to get myself together, things, and I just could not get myself together. My daughter, she jumped up, and she's trying to keep me from passing out, and everything happening all at once. She's calling family members. She got about three people on her line at this time trying to get help. And say, all of a sudden, I can hear my spirit saying, get it together. And say, so my daughter's in the front room, just to summarize it. She's in the front. My family on the phone. Everybody's trying. She's using my phone and her phone, trying to call back to my son's girlfriend. She's not answering. We don't know what then happened, why the call dropped. So I separated myself from all that chaos. When I got myself together, I went down the hall in my room saying, and let me tell you, I used to pray prostrate a lot, laying on my face. But here, within the last year or so, I pray. I may be coming out of a place of meditation, and I'll go into prayer, or either I come from prayer and meditation, I'll be sitting up. Or a lot of times I'm praying through my house, so I'm walking through the house and praying. But since Friday morning, I was on my knees, crying out to God. And after I cried out to God, I just laid there in his presence. And I got myself together. And I said, my son, wherever he may be, I'm going to reach him, and I'm bringing my son home. Saints, I got up about 6 o'clock, got myself together, got in my vehicle. Before I could even head in the direction that I thought they were at, which was the boardwalk, which is Virginia Beach, my son's girlfriend called. Praise God, she called, and she was able to give me directions as to what was going on. So, Saint, everything that I could remember about manifesting and walking in faith, I applied it in that time frame. Let me tell you, long story short, I came back home with my son, his girlfriend, and we got the vehicle from out of, they had, you know, impounded the vehicle. We got all that and came back home. The police officer had told my son's girlfriend, I'm going to have it so you guys will be stuck in this jail all weekend. And I told my son's girlfriend, I said, the problem is that police officer don't know the God that we serve. And I said, you're going to come home, both of you. And sure enough, I brought my babies home. They're at home. They had an experience, but the Holy Spirit told me all I could hear in my spirits was humbling experience, humbling experience. Sometimes, saints, we need that humbling experience. Sometimes we need that situation, that circumstance to slow us down, to get us back on track, to give us the opportunity to apply and remind us of who the God is that we really serve. Because the enemy always want to send things in our presence to get us off track, to distract us, to waver in our faith. But if we can just learn to remember that God said that he wrote the plan with us being victorious and that the weapons will not prosper, and that as a man thinketh, so is he. That we have to see a thing as it, not as it is, but as we want God to work that thing out. We have to see that. If we can remember that when we're dealing with these things, there's no doubt in my mind that we will come out victorious, because we are made in the image of God. And God is a creator. So that makes us a creator. And back in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, God said, I'm making man in my image. He gave us dominion over this earth. And he told us to subdue it, which means to get it in order. So we have the ability to create the life that we want. If you would just believe, change your circumstances and your situations through your mind, from your heart, which is your subconscious mind. So I don't want to continue to go down through that. I know we're not here for preaching. We're here for praying. But I have to share that with you, because we can pray until there's no more oxygen in our lungs. But if we don't learn how to see ourselves as a creator and know how to apply the things that God has spoken to us, the principles, the laws, then we will be ever walking around in a circle feeling defeated in our circumstances and our situation. So I encourage you today, whatever you're dealing with, see yourself with what you're asking for and leave from the place of requesting to the place of being grateful that God has answered your prayers and that you have every single thing that you've asked for. I'm just going to allow, we're going to take a moment of silence just before I start praying, just to absorb everything that I've just shared with you, to give you a moment, Prophetess Sadler, to see your family, your husband, your children, everything attached to you being victorious. To see yourself financially stable, to see yourself in the employment that you desire to do, one that will allow you to still do what you have been called to do in God's kingdom, that doesn't pull you from that, but add to it. See yourself there. And for Apostle Sister Rose, I can see her walking and moving about, healthy, speedy recovery, see it.
Amen.
Sister Mari, I already know that you have the strength. It's a matter of you tapping into it, taking time in the morning, just close your eyes. Sit still for a moment. A lot of times we're moving. Sit still and let the love of God just rest on you. And tap into that strength.
Okay.
See the guidance that he's giving you. He is a provider. He has been showing that from day one, that he is a provider. Every single thing that we need, he is so gracious. He loves us so much. He withholds no good thing from us. All we have to do is trust him. Trust him and believe. That's not only for you, it's for your family, your husband, your mother, everyone. There are souls that are waiting and expecting us to encourage them along their way. We tell them that we're praying for them. But if they don't understand that they have to see and believe and walk in gratitude, when that thing does not manifest for them, they start to question this God that we serve. So when we are educating, teaching, encouraging, guiding, ministering to souls, we have to give them the whole picture, because if not, they're going to start looking at us as liars. They're going to start saying that we're not who God called us to be. They're going to start saying that the God that we serve is not real, it's not true. But he is, and he will do everything that he said he's going to do. Our Father, who is in heaven, and hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory forever, God. God, we love you so much. We exalt your name on today, God. God, you're worthy of all our praise. We give all glory and honor unto you, Lord, because you are worthy. God, we thank you for your patience. We thank you for your understanding. We thank you for your guidance, because God, without you, we are absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing without you, God. God, we trust you. We believe your every word, Lord. We believe you. Sometimes, God, we may become stagnated because we allow distractions in the things that we go through, God, to get us off course sometimes. And sometimes, God, even our faith, God, is wavering. But God, in our heart, which I know you see our heart, Father, we believe you. And we know, God, that there is nothing that you cannot do except fail, Father. So, God, we're thanking you, and we're praising you on today, and we're asking you for forgiveness, Lord, of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, God. We're asking you, God, to forgive us, God, for our faith wavering. God, we don't want to be like the Israelites. There are so many times that you have provided for us. and you still provide for us, God. There's so many times you've made a way out of no way. Every single day, God, you have made sure that we have everything that we need, that our children are not lacking anything, God, that bills are paid, Father. God, you've been nothing but faithful to us. Faithful, even when we didn't even deserve it, God, you are still faithful. And we thank you for it, Father. We praise your holy name for it, God. We honor you. We bless you on this morning for your faithfulness. God, we trust you with our life. We trust you with our family. We trust you with every single thing that's attached to us. We trust you, God. We lay down our concerns about employment. We lay down our concerns about our children, about our loved ones, about our neighbors, God, about our business, about our everything, God. We lay it down, God, at the altar. And today, God, we truly pick up the torch. We pick up the torch, God, to do the ministry that you called us to do. We walk away with the strength that you've given us. We walk away with clarity and our faith not wavering. Because we trust you. We know, God, that you wrote the plan with us being victorious. We understand that we have work to do for your kingdom. And we understand that every single thing that we now need to have to be victorious on this journey, you have already placed it within us. So we're asking you today, God, to open our eyes clearly, open our ear gate clearly, so we can see and hear what thus says the Lord. That we may continue, even though, God, the fiery darts thrown against us, Father, even though the wind from the storm is raging, the lightning, God, is flaring. Even though, God, that we may continue to walk down this journey and do what you have called us to do. And let us not forget, God, that you have given us dominion on this earth. You took your time for 6 days and created the things on this earth. And you turned around. And you gave it to us after you created it. And you gave us instruction. You said that we have dominion over the thing, over to subdue it, to get it in order. So, God, we're walking in a place that we have dominion. We just have to learn to do what you did for those 6 days. You opened your mouth and you spoke the things into existence. We have to remember, no matter how heavy weighted we become, no matter how dark the storm clouds get, no matter how strong the wind blows, we have to remember to open our mouth and speak things into existence, because we have authority, God. We have power in our mouth, God. But so often, God, we become heavy weighted and we isolate ourselves. We shut down. We close our mouth. When that's the time, we need to open it and declare and decree a thing, subdue it. Put it in order, you said. Put it in order. Put it in order. We serve a God that's a God of order. We're made in his image. We have the ability to create and to put it in order. Let us not forget that, God. Let us walk in power
and authority, because that's who we are. You got to remember that we are made in God's image, so we are not punks. We're not weak. We're not defeated, because we're made in God's image. And he equipped us to be victorious warriors. And we have to understand that, because there are people that are not righteous. They understand that. And they're walking and doing the things that we as saints supposed to be doing. So God, I thank you, God, that we see clearly and understand clearly who we are and whose image we're made of, and that we are the ones, the righteous, that have dominion on this earth. We have the ability to speak a thing into existence. And I thank you, God, for trusting us with your creation. This is a should be a prized possession. But you trust us enough to give us dominion. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the clarity. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the ability. We thank you for the gifts. We will do just what you called us to do as ambassadors of your kingdom, to bring glory unto you and unto your kingdom, God, because there are souls, God, that has been waiting for a long time for us to understand who we are clearly and to walk in our authority. God, when you return, we want to hear job well done. And for that reason, Lord, we're leaving out this prayer knowing that every single thing that we've asked for is already done, because we've laid it at your altar. But we're going to see ourselves doing what you've called us to do and being victorious in it. And in between times, oh, we're waiting for things to manifest, continue to remain grateful and to walk in love. Love one another. Continue to pray one for another. Continue to wake up and be grateful. The spirit neither sleep nor slumber. So the enemy is plotting while we're resting this flesh. So when we wake up, he is already on top of us. So all we got to do is open our mouth and say, God, I am grateful. God, I thank you. I declare and I decree that this will be the best day of my life. I declare and I decree that I have victory in every circumstance and situation. Because God said, whatsoever we bound on earth is bound in heaven. Bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Heaven is already in agreement. So I declare and I decree that we as ambassadors of God's kingdom, made in God's image, from this day forward, we may weeble and wobble, but we will not fall down. Not in our finances, not in our health, not in our family, not in our mental state, not in our physical state. We will walk upright and do the work of the Lord. And I thank you, God. It is in Jesus' wonderful name that we pray. I declare and I decree that it's so. Every word that has been spoken shall manifest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Just want to ask if God has laid anything on anyone's heart or spoke a word
that you would like to share today?
Is Minister Fowler still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, it's Maria. It's your sister. I just heard the Lord say, hey, I heard the Lord say undisclosed passion. And I think that's in regarding your job. There's something you're passionate about. And so until you get in that position where you're operating in your passion, you're going to, you know, continue to struggle. So he wants you to be where your passion is, and you want to be where your passion is. So I think it's some type of passion that you have. And so I'm just praying that God open the door for you to operate in a job where your passion is.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else?
You know, I just want to encourage everyone. Just be encouraged because, you know, we're always going through something. We all are struggling with something. We're going through something. But you know what? We don't have to struggle. We just have to lay it at the feet of the Lord and let him deal with
Amen.
A lot of things. Because while we got our hands on it, he's not going to touch it too much. But when we give it to the Lord, he'll work it out. It may not be exactly like we want it to be, but if we put it in his hands, if we take our hands off of it, God is he's faithful. He's faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we can ask or think. So, you know, I just thank and praise God for the Lord who is on our side. And I want everybody to just stay encouraged right now. This is a time and a season where sometimes we have to be broken. Sometimes God allows us to be broken in order for us to be used of him even the more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want you all to just stay focused and stay encouraged in God. You know, it's not always peaches and creams. It's not always easy. Believe me, I've been through so much, and I'm still going through a whole lot. But I thank God for this time right here, for this resting time. I do, and I give God all the praise. And you know, I just want to encourage you, Prophetess Minister Rome, to just stay encouraged in the Lord. You're doing a fantastic job. You're doing an awesome job. And I just thank and praise God for you.
Yeah. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you as well. I do. And as I always say that I'm always available. I may not be able to answer the phone, but I definitely will respond by via text. And all you have to do is just text and say, pray for me. I don't have to know the ins and outs. God already know it.
Mm-hmm.
For all who don't know my number, 804-986-6825.
Amen.
And I just wanted to close my session out with anyone to desire to be saved. It's real simple as ABC. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and ask for forgiveness and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, just know that you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. I just want to, can I share one more thing with you all?
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I am often studying different things to be able to be powerful in what God has called me to do. And this morning, there was one thing that was said in the teaching that I was listening to. They said, don't let the outside change my inside, but
Absolutely.
Let my inside change the outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you have right thoughts, when you're in God's word, when you're praying without ceasing, when you're worshiping, walking in gratitude, that's on the inside. And when you have that type of daily behavior on the inside, oh, my God, just watch out. You leave God no other choice but to do just what he said. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive it. But as we all know, like just like the Israelites, when they complain and murmur and this and that, we're all going to always go through because of who we serve. So now that we know that we're going to go through, we just need to focus on the promises. God says we're going to be victorious. If we just remember to be grateful in spite of and remember to walk in love and in faith, no matter what season we're in, I stand comfortable to say I promise you, you're going to be all right if you trust in the true living God.
Amen.
I turn it over to Apostle. You all be blessed, and I love each and every one of you.
Amen. And God bless you, Prophetess. You did an excellent job, and so proud of you, and thank you for your time. Thank you for your
Amen.
Time and prayers. And we're going to, by Sunday, I will know who's going to be next, Minister Apostle Carolyn is not, will not be able to do it. So I will let you know by Sunday who will, and we just got to keep going. We just have to keep going and busy in Jesus, and when we can stay busy in Jesus, you know, we'll be good. God is good, so I thank and praise God for each one of you in your time. Don't think I don't, because, you know, everybody has things to do, but we always should have a time set aside for prayer, and I know that you do. So we're going to get ready to go off, and tonight is our Bible class at 6:30 here, Central Time, and 7:30 Eastern Time. So we will be on the radio broadcast for that. So God bless you all. I don't want to be mumbling and stumbling over my words. God bless you all. I will be on tonight for Bible class, and early in the morning we'll have our morning wake-up call. So if you know how to get me, if you need me, you can. If you don't have my number, you can call me by messenger, or you can call my number. God bless you. I love you all, and we'll talk soon. God bless you. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Amen.
You too. Love you all. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.